Now, it is my pleasure to welcome into the studio Lynn Buckley. Lynn is, and let me stress this, she is going to be the first president of the actual branch of the QCWA Green Wattles at Burpengary. Lynn, congratulations firstly and welcome.
Oh, thank you, Rosemary. It's lovely to be here.
Yes, and I'm stressing this branch because last year we launched as a sub-branch, didn't we?
Yes,
and
we did. Yes.
Yeah, so you've got to get those numbers up and do this, all the legal business to get to be a branch. So congratulations to the whole lot of you. That's great.
Well, thank you. We're a wonderful team and a very active team. So it's lovely now to be a real branch, a part of the QCWA family. So it's really great.
Yeah, well done. Lynn, you've got some really good things happening, and I think the first one is that open day that's coming up very shortly. Tell us about that.
We're having an open day morning tea on Saturday from 9:30, mm-hmm. and it's the opportunity for people to come along and talk to us, find out about QCWA and, more importantly, about the Burpengary branch. And I have to emphasise it's the Burpengary area that we cover. And have a lovely morning tea. And we're also celebrating QCWA and having our Open Scone Day,
okay,
which is
okay.
happening across the state. So the famous scones will be there as well.
Now, you say Burpengary, but that takes all of us into account, doesn't it? The Moray Fields, the Dee Bay, the probably even Bribie Island, because there's none over there, is there? Is there a QCWA over there? I don't think so.
No, there's one here at Caboolture. So we probably draw our membership from...
Mainly from
Burpengary, Narangbah,
all right.
Kalanga.
So that end.
Even though there is a branch in Kalanga, we do have a couple of members from Kalanga. So,
okay.
And even across to Dee Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
So our membership... It's a wide area.
Yeah.
And so we welcome, you know, all people.
And, Lynn, just let me ask the question, are men able to come along as well?
Certainly come along, but the membership is mainly ladies.
Yes.
There is a category of membership, I think they're called associate or friends of QCWA.
Yeah.
But men come along because we want them to know about QCWA as well.
As well. Mm. Because, Lynn, it's not just all morning teas or afternoon teas, is it? You do a whole lot of really good things out in the community.
Yes, we do, and that's the whole purpose of, or one of the purposes of QCWA is to bring people, good people together to support their local communities, but also on a wider field, our regional areas. You know, from Burpengary, we have a program we support through another organisation, regional families, and we
the farming
send out,
people. Yep.
You know, care packs and other items that they ask for. And that particular organisation, their last round, they supported 700 families in rural areas.
Yes.
And that's very important.
Very, very good. Now, one of the things that's coming up later in August is you're going to have a wonderful guest speaker that I think most parents would be very interested in.
Yes, on the 20th of August, we're welcoming Detective Senior Constable Atkin from Argos, who's going to be talking about a child's safety on the internet while using the internet. And I'm sure as parents and grandparents and anybody who, you know, has children, and children being, you know, teenagers as well, the internet is poses, you know, it's used by everybody, so we need to be safe.
Yes, we do.
And ensure our children are safe.
Now, that's the 20th of August. I think there are limited numbers, Lynn.
Yes.
So would you like to, because people really do need to book for that.
Yes, they need to. We meet at Creek, the Environmental Centre on Rowley Road at Burpengary. If you link to our Facebook page, and here I am talking about the internet, but we can't do without it, and they're able to contact me just to reserve a seat because the room only holds a certain number.
Many.
So,
mm-hmm.
yes.
And that is in the evening, I take it?
Yes, it is. It's 7:30.
Okay, so a good one there. So note that in your diaries or your phone, guys, 20th of August at Creek. And, Lynn, is there anything else that we should tell our listeners before I let you go?
We also have a trivia night coming up in September, and the money raised from that night will go to the QCWA Rural Crisis Fund to support Queensland farmers and their families. They're still doing it tough.
Oh, they are. Yes. And poor old Stanthorpe. Yes. They're going to run out of water very shortly, yes. So how terrible is that?
Yes.
And one of our beautiful fruit-growing areas.
So that's on the 7th of September at Narangbar Bowls Club, and it's $20 a head, but you will get a lovely dinner, hot dinner, and supper as well as all the fun of playing trivia.
Goodness me, that sounds great. Lynn, thanks very much for coming in and sharing that with us, and probably a little bit closer to September, and I know it's only a month away, but you might give us another little hurry up and reminder, hey?
Yes.
Will you do that?
Yes.
And again, congratulations of being president. You're president for 1 year only?
I think I'm supposed to do two.
Okay, there you go. Good on you. Because the first year you're sort of getting into the run of it, and
exactly.
then the next year you're
exactly.
flying.
But I do have a lovely team of
behind
members
you.
Behind me.
No
so,
doubt. No
yes,
doubt.
Yes.
Lovely talking to you, and keep up the good work. We always love our QCWA. Listeners, you've been listening to Lynn Buckley, who is, and I'm saying, the first president of the actual branch of the QCWA at Burpengary, and they're called the Green Wattles. If you're a little bit interested, why wouldn't you go and do a bit of a search and find out a little bit more about that?